audio update up first before I get the feed updated. We also have Matt Pelkey's in-depth fight preview. Fight by fight by fight. This is something to print out and have next to you while you're watching the fight on pay-per-view, or if you're going to the show, print it out and bring it with you. I take pride in MMA Torch's fight preview articles over the years that MMA Torch has been in existence, and Matt Pelkey's got a good one analyzing the odds, giving his opinion on it, and talking about the strengths and weaknesses of each fighter along with his picks for the fights. A lot of other features over at MMATorch.com, so I hope you'll check it out if you've got any interest in MMA. If you don't, well, you're probably sick of me talking about it, so I will move on and talk about last night's SmackDown. Edge is making another case as MVP of the year. He has been phenomenal. Who else is there right now to be MVP? I mean, Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels are going to get some votes based on what they've been doing. You know, John Cena is always going to get some votes as kind of a centerpiece guy. Same with Batista, Triple H a little bit. You know, Randy Orton's hurt. No one else has had a breakout year. TNA, I mean, you'd like to be able to say Samoa Joe's earned it, but, you know, he's just out there screaming like a baby and practically, you know, seems like he should be wearing diapers out there the way he's whining and crying about Sting lately. That's not really good. And Kurt Angle's had an up and down year. He's not really an MVP candidate. I mean, Edge right now, maybe I'm missing somebody obvious, but to me it seems like, I mean, CM Punk will get some votes, but he hasn't made that case yet. I mean, Edge had another good performance on the show at the very end of the show. Let's just hit some highlights in chronological order and get to the crescendo of the show eventually here. The show opened with an extended recap of the Edge Foley segment. They did not spend a lot of time talking about Mick Foley. Mick Foley, as Jason Paul reported days ago, broke the story, I believe, that Foley's contract's coming due in just a few weeks, and he was not happy with how he was being treated and talked to by Vince McMahon in his headset. Foley since confirmed that just yesterday, I believe, or earlier today, that he is probably not going to renew with WWE. We'll see if that really happens. I think he's going to leave, but I don't think that's for sure yet. A lot can happen to talk Foley back, but they did not spend a lot of time talking about him on this program, and I think that could be a sign of something. They brought Taz in as the fill-in co-host, and he fit right back in. It felt like Friday nights again, except we had Ross's voice instead of Cole's. But, you know, that's good. Ross brings something special to these broadcasts and did a really nice job, as usual, on the show. I have to say I enjoyed Foley more than Taz. I don't think Taz brought anything all that special to the table. I think part of it is when you listen to somebody for 2 hours every week for years, there does come a point where you kind of know what they're going to say and you're not really surprised by things. With Taz, I wouldn't say he's phoning it in. I think that would be an insult to the effort he brings. But I do think there's a familiarity to what he does that doesn't have me on my toes as much as when I'm listening to Foley or even this Tuesday Matt Stryker, who showed great potential. I think Taz is a good, suitable color commentator to be with Ross on Friday nights. But I do admit I miss Foley because I thought Foley and Ross had a good dynamic going. And I don't agree with Foley. If he said creatively he's not happy with how things have gone, I think the end product's been good. Now, he may not like how things have been, how he's been critiqued by McMahon and how he's been treated. But if Foley isn't happy with the announcing product, that would shock me. Opening match, Maryse, Victoria, and Natalya against Michelle McCool and Maria and Cherry in a six-woman cage of death, weapons, anything goes, Royal Rumble, Hell in a Cell. Oh, wait, this isn't TNA. It was just a regular six-man Divas match. Natalya, Victoria, and Maryse won this one in 2 minutes. Way too short. Everybody got, like, one or two chances to do a move. The ring intros took three times longer than the match itself. I mean, I know they just want to trot out the women in their outfits, and actually, it was kind of creative. They had each of the six women come out in an outfit that matched an Olympic sport. So you had Maryse in a tennis outfit, Victoria as a gymnast. She did somersaults on the way to the ring, which was actually kind of funny because it was kind of clumsy. Natalya dressed as an equestrian. I knew I'd get that bad, or pronounce that poorly. As that was going on, Taz asked Ross if back in Oklahoma when he was a kid, he rode a horse to school. Ross said, "I rode a yellow bus, the long one." Taz said, "I rode the short one," which actually was kind of funny in a self-deprecating and punish way, P-U-N-I-S-H. Michelle dressed as a volleyball player. Cherry came out dressed as a boxer, and Maria dressed as a snow skier, which also was kind of funny. You know, Maria not getting the difference between the Summer and Winter Olympics. All right, Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder took on Jimmy Wang Yang and Shannon Moore. This would turn out to be Shannon Moore's final match in WWE. WWE announced a number of releases over the past 36 hours, I guess. I should probably run down those pretty quickly here. Here's a quick rundown of the wrestlers released. Brayden Walker was released. We already talked about that. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full-length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign-up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.